There we are. Okay. We have a new system here tonight, so if you can't hear us at some time, understand we're learning which buttons to push. So thank you and welcome. Welcome everybody to the Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, August 23rd, 2010. I am Mayor Scott Smith, and it is my privilege to conduct this meeting this evening. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Reverend Jerry Wilkerson from the First United Methodist Church of Mesa. And after the invocation, we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Scout David Allen from Troop 530. Please stand for the invocation and the pledge.
Gracious and loving God, we come to you as a city of people. We know that you bless the many peoples and the many governments under our nation. We ask you to be present here upon all the members of the council, on the members of the chamber, and of the town folk, that they may hear your wisdom and your counsel as they make decisions to make our city a better place, and indeed our world a better place through our actions tonight and throughout our lives. May we act as individuals and as cities to bring about a world of justice and peace. Amen.
Will you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Please be seated. Thank you. This past month and this summer, we as a community, I believe, experienced something quite extraordinary, and that was seeing a community come together on very short notice and in a little more than 3 months putting together quite an impressive community gathering called the Arizona Celebration of Freedom. Now, by any measure, this was an incredible success. We had over 50,000 people in downtown Mesa. We had hundreds, if not thousands, when you count all the cars and motorcycles of participants. We had no major incidents, either police-wise or medical-wise, on a couple of very hot evenings. And we had a lot of people who had a great time. But the most impressive part of this was that it was truly a community event. And it would not have happened without the incredible dedication and hard work of a whole lot of people and a whole lot of businesses and organizations. For many, many years, the Sertoma Club has led the way in providing Mesa with 4th of July celebrations. And after last year, because of the economy, being unable to have a fireworks show, we sort of went back to the drawing boards. And with the Sertoma Club as the lead organization this year, we decided to put on a celebration. Tonight, we'd like to recognize some of those people, and not all, because we literally had hundreds of volunteers, but there were certain people and a group of people that really went beyond the call of duty, who volunteered a lot of time, put forth a lot of effort, and who really made this a success. And we hope and are planning that this will be the first of many, many years and many, many successful events as we establish the Celebration of Freedom every year on the Friday and Saturday before the 4th of July as the event in the state. And we truly believe it can rise to that. There was a lot of people who said, I had no idea this was going on this year. And even with that, we drew tens of thousands of people. I can only imagine what it's going to be like next year and the years after the word of mouth it takes place. And we have a lot of people. So, Steve Wright, you have certificates there. And are you going to come up and introduce the people or read the names?
Mayor, I'll read the names of who I think are here. There's a lot of people. Some of them weren't able to make it tonight. They had other commitments. But there were two committees that did lion's share of the work, and one of them was the steering committee, and there were a lot of community members part of that and some city staff that were part of that committee. And then we had kind of an internal operational committee that was mostly city staff that dealt with some of the kind of logistics of a special event of that magnitude. And some of those folks are here as well tonight. So I wanted to go through the list of who I'm pretty sure are here tonight. I had RSVPs, and I think I see most of the folks here. And then wanted to have them come up and shake hands, and then we'll get one group picture so that we don't take all night.
And then if you could perhaps read the names of those people who aren't here but are, yes, we're still going to recognize.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Okay.
So you want me to come down there, right?
Yes, sir.
Anyone else you want to come down there?
I think we're going to have the whole council. Whoever wants to come down here and shake their hands. And then as I read your name, if you'll come up and grab a certificate, and then we're going to just take one big group picture. And now some, I think there are some in here that we're still waiting on the certificates because we just didn't have them all done yet. So actually, I think most of them are done. So we'll go ahead and I'll start reading them. And if you'll come up, I'll give you a certificate, and then you can go ahead and shake hands with all of our council members and the mayor. And
well,
they,
illustrious council members.
Our illustrious council members and mayor. Okay. First, Terry Benelli with NEDCO. Katie Brown with Neighborhood Services. Katie Brown, Katie's coming up. Anna Cadillo, Anna is with Southwest, and she was also, Sister Cities was a group that participated. Thank you, Anna. If you can stay up for a picture. Sorry, Terry. I saw you leaving. Kevin Christopher with the PIO office. Miranda Culver, council assistant. Thank you, Kevin. Miranda, if you can come on up. Randy Davis with transportation. Okay. Erica De La Mare. Erica is with Entertainment Solutions, part of their team that helped us with the event. Thank you, Erica, very much. J.D. Dockstetter with Parks and Rec. J.D. that was there morning to night on both days, sweating it up. Augie isn't here, but I'll save that, and we'll give that to Preston to give to Augie with Larry John Wright Advertising. They helped with sponsorships. Barry Hegrenes, part of the operations team with City Attorney's Office Risk Management. Preston John, Larry John Wright Advertising. They helped with the sponsorship, as I mentioned before. Thank you, Preston.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Kathy McDonald, I think you know who she is, Mayor. Kathy was there from the beginning when we were trying to figure out what this was going to look like. And we were saying, you're crazy. We're going to do this in July, and we're going to shoot what off of the top of City Hall? Jim Monroe with Veterans Day Parade. They joined about midstream and did a phenomenal job on the Veterans Honor Walk. It was awesome.
It was great.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate you.
Mayor?
Tim Meyer. Tim's with Business Licensing, and he helped usher the special event permit through that process, and we appreciate his help with that and also a few other things that we had come up last minute. Thanks, Tim. Michelle O'Donnell, Michelle here, or did she not make it? Okay, Michelle's with Entertainment Solutions. She didn't make it. She was going to try to make it. Melissa Randazzo. Melissa is transportation PIO and the mayor's PIO. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Carolyn Reyes, and Carolyn is with Entertainment Solutions. Carolyn helped with all the entertainment. We had a lot of great entertainment there that night.
Thank you.
That's
thank
Michelle's
you.
Too. John Richards, Motorcycles on Main, and our classic car show. And John worked hard. And then he took a month on a motorcycle and went to Alaska.
I don't know which was harder.
Okay, Rob's not here tonight, is he? Rob's not here? Okay. Kristen Sorensen, Oh, I'm sorry, that's right. Rob Schultz, and I'll give this to Randy when Randy comes up. Rob Schultz with Arts and Culture with the MAC. Kristen Sorensen. Thanks, Kristen. She helped with volunteers. Thanks, Kristen. I don't think the firework production guys, I thought they were going to be here tonight. Are they? Oh, sorry, guys. Come on up, guys. I've got a couple of them here. I've got Kinden and I think Carrie's right here. Carrie Welty from Firework Productions of Arizona. They didn't burn down City Hall, so we're very happy.
We left the Arts Center right where it was standing.
Good.
Thank
you.
That's Kinden too. Thank you so much. Okay. I don't think I saw Jared here tonight. Jared's not here tonight, but Jared Taylor, they did a phenomenal job with Heritage Lane and the Fallen Soldiers, Fallen Heroes Memorial. Just they did a fantastic job. So we appreciate Jared and all that the Academy did. Sorry about that, Mayor. My fingers aren't going well. Randy Vogel with the Mesa Arts Center. Here, take Roberts, yeah. There's Rob's. Thank you very much. Eloy Garza with PD. What we need to. Okay. Okay, and then last but not least, and it's only because his name starts with a Z, Walt Zimmerman with the Mesa Stratoma Club, and they were phenomenal to work with, and I really appreciate working with Walt. He does a great job. Now, I've got a list here, I think. Is there anybody else that I'm missing? Oh, sorry, Sina. It's probably in here. Sina is with Fire with Marshall. What's it? Fire Prevention.
Yeah.
She's with Fire Prevention, and she made sure that Carrie didn't burn down City Hall. And so we appreciate Sina for taking care of that.
But what was great is that she allowed him the opportunity to try.
Yes. We really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
So we'll switch that out for you. Okay, anyone else? All right, let me just go over this other list right here. These are some of the other folks that... Yeah, okay, we'll go ahead and get a picture. Everybody come back over for a picture.
With the mayor and council. If you can come back over here, we'll get one.
Where do you want
it?
Go in here.
Okay, make it tight.
We're all over the phone. On the go ahead, right in front of you. Come on.
You're small. I shouldn't even be like
this. Take a round, get the sun.
Get up there, Katie.
We tried.
A little more to the left.
Too tall.
You're fine, Nellie.
Too tall?
No, you're fine.
I see Walt.
Okay, everybody look over here. I'm going to do a couple pictures. Ready?
Say, one, two, fireworks.
Is it a black?
Yeah.
Okay, it is a black. One, two, three. And then one more.
Everybody say freedom.
And I'm going to read these names real quick just as we're wrapping this up. Cindy Liska, who worked in the PIO office. Kelsey Graham, who was an intern with us. Kate Hastings with Downtown Mesa Association. Jan Holland Malcolm. Ken Koziel. And Kevin Koziel with Entertainment Solutions. Sean Lawson with the Mesa Arts Center. Denise Majors, who is with the Veterans Day Parade Association, Bob Manista, Jason Richardson, who was also an intern, Barb Stoll, Wes Waddell, who's with Mesa Veterans Association, Suzanne Woodford, who's with the Second Friday Group, Christy Wolf, who's with Downtown Mesa Association, and Scott Butler. Is Scott here? Scott, we have one for you, and I'm you didn't raise your hand when I said we'll do a special one for you later. Okay. Yeah, I'll just throw it to him. Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And thanks to all. And this was, you know, these were people that were the head of the committees and really worked hard. But there were about, Steve, over 400 total volunteers. 400 total volunteers who showed up and ran games and watermelon contests and set up, took down, did all the back scenes and took everything. And the involvement of local businesses was phenomenal. We had well over $300,000 in either cash donations or donated goods and materials and time in kind that made this a success. So a great undertaking. Thank you very much. Hope to be back and have even a bigger and better one next year. So thank you. The next item on the agenda is our consent agenda. The consent agenda will be read in by Kevin Christopher.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, the blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for AZ Center for Germanic Cultures Incorporated, one-day event on December 4th, 1 North McDonald Street. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Gem Dems, one-day event on September 25th, 2359 South Dobson Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license for Nedco, one-day event on September 3rd, 270 West Main Street. Item 3D, act on liquor license for Nedco, one-day event on October 1st, 270 West Main Street. Item 3E, act on liquor license for M&M Mart, 1155 South Country Club Drive. Item 3F, act on liquor license for Shell 77, 461 North Val Vista Drive. Item 3G, act on liquor license for Carbajal's Mexican Food, 7302 East Main Street. Item 3H, act on liquor license for Chicken Noodle House, 66 South Dobson Road. Item 3I, act on liquor license for J&J Divine Restaurant Group, 2235 South Power Road, Suite 127. Item 3J, act on liquor license for La Cascada Mexican Food, 540 West Broadway Road, Suite 101, 102. Item 3K, act on liquor license for Mekong Plaza, 66 South Dobson Road, Suite 120. Item 3L, act on liquor license for On the Border, 1710 South Power Road. Item 3M, act on liquor license for Roma Cafe Restaurant, 7210 East Main Street. Item 3N, act on liquor license for Tilted Kilt, 1910 South Gilbert Road. Item 4A, act on bingo application for Hometown Crescent Run, 8500 East Southern Avenue. Item 5A, act on contract to purchase 23 replacement 69 kilovolt transmission poles, fully funded by the Capital Improvement Program Utility Revenue Bonds. Item 5B, act on term contract to renew automotive lubricant and oil products. Item 5C, act on term contract for fire protective clothing. Item 5D, act on term contract for heavy-duty truck brake and wheel parts. Item 5E has been deleted. Item 5F, act on term contract renewal for printed utility bill coupons. Item 5G, act on contract for aging wastewater line replacement, El Dorado and Guadalupe Road. Item 5H, act on contract to install bus shelters. Item 5I has been deleted. Item 6A, act on resolution approving task force agreement to accept DEA funds to reimburse police overtime for DEA Phoenix Task Force. Item 6B, act on resolution approving task force agreement to accept DEA funds to reimburse police overtime for DEA Tactical Diversion Task Force. Item 6C, act on resolution endorsing management policy number 358 for sworn public safety employee groups as revised. Item 7A, introduction of ordinance amending 11-18-8 of zoning ordinance. Item 7B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z10-02, 11464 East Germain Road, facing a development on site. Item 7C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z10-19, 5850 East Still Circle, development of freeway landmark sign. Item 8A, act on subdivision plat, Trevita Estate Phase 1, 915 North Val Vista Drive. Item 9, assign delinquent accounts to collection services for period ending June 30th, 2010. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, is there any request from the public to remove an item?
No request, Mayor.
Okay. I have a motion from Councilmember Cavanaugh to approve the consent agenda, a second from Councilmember Higgins. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda are items from citizens present. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak?
Yes, Mayor.
We have no request to speak. We have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Summers, second from Vice Mayor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. We are adjourned.